When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is now recorded.
Live in the studio. It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set. Let's go.
The Zone.
And good morning. Welcome into the Out of Bounds Show. We are live from Providence Hill Sporting Club. Providence Hill Sporting Club, the South's premier sporting experience. We are here for the 2024 Providence Cup. And they were getting after it yesterday, shooting clays, all kinds of competitions. And we've got a crew here. They had a monster dinner here last night at this beautiful, beautiful clubhouse. 1,200 acres tucked away in Mississippi. And they landed the 2025 U.S. Open. How about that? You think this place is cool? The 2025 U.S. Open will be here at Providence Hill Sporting Club. And, again, kind of on your way to the Mississippi Delta, if you will. It's not far from the Pocahontas Country Club, in which I am one of two charter members. Scott Bates and I are, well, charter members and the only members of the Pocahontas Country Club. We may have to let Derek Emerson in now that some things are shaking over there. But I don't live far from here, and this is a beautiful, beautiful piece of property. Some of you have been out here to shoot the sporting clays, maybe for some kind of corporate dinner or a wedding. I have been out to a wedding here, and many of you have been out to other functions, corporate, political, social, and otherwise. But we are excited to be here. Want to thank the team at Providence Hill Sporting Club for hosting us. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I am your host, Bo Bounds, and I've got Mr. Travis Tritt, Jackson Meadows, Maybe running for mayor of Macomb, but he is also joining me on the show today, powered by the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge and award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Jackson Meadows, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. It's a good time. It's always good to hear about Providence Hills, and when you're out there, you know, it brings back memories.
You know, this is close to Clinton.
Heck yeah, it
this is.
This
is close to your, you know, on the other end of the property, actually, 1,200 acres, the southwest end of the property, I could probably hit a golf ball. To Clinton,
sure
Mississippi.
Can.
So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool right there. They are adding all sorts of things. Lodging, again, hosting the 2025 U.S. Open. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. That'll be a big, big tourism and economic development boom for this area. Heck, this is the 2024 Providence Cup. I drive in this morning. And I'm unloading all my stuff because I don't have any help anymore. Nobody, you know, no, I'm just kidding. So I'm unloading all my stuff, and two cars pull up, and what do they have on the back of their license plate? Georgia. And that's a good thing, right? Whenever somebody's coming through to take a sip or a taste of Mississippi, it's a beautiful thing. I thought I'd be the only one out here without a pickup truck. So, you know, I drive an SUV, and the two cars right behind me were, one was a Mercedes SUV and one was a Lexus SUV. So I thought, yep, they're going to let me stay
all right
out here for a while. Plus, I'm just known as the ESPN. I walked in the clubhouse, and first thing this guy was like, are you the ESPN guy?
Nice.
Yep. If I've heard that once,
right,
I've heard that 1,000 times. I'm just the ESPN guy. Or ESPN radio, I guess, is what they maybe it's a three-word thing. ESPN radio guy. But I'll take that. I've been called a lot worse.
That's a compliment.
So that's a compliment, I think. Are you the ESPN radio guy? But want to say good morning. Welcome in. Again, the South's premier sporting experience. I mean, this has got everything you need. We've got corporate memberships. We've got private individual memberships. They got a good group, you know, of really, really good male, female members, and of course, sporting clays and competitive sporting clay shooting is growing like crazy. You know, we talk about all these niche sports or niche, and you go like pickleball, right?
Right.
And then you think about all the other things, and that's wonderful. People find their thing, and this is sporting clays, man. Competitive sporting clay shooting. A couple of our partners were out here in the finals yesterday.
Nice.
I got to give a shout. Yeah. In fact, they duked it out. I looked at the trophy, both their names right there this morning. I was walking around. It's weird starting at 9 a.m. It's weird that you wouldn't think that's such a big swing from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., but it is. But anyway, so yesterday, Keith Brown with KCB Roofing. So if any of the storms coming through, residential roofing, Keith Brown, KCB Roofing. Unfortunately, we've got more coming. But if you were hit by the storms, KCB Roofing. Keith Brown was out here. And Brian Eisenhood, they were the last two standing. So they were in the finals shooting yesterday. Now, this is preliminary. You know, we've got – but still – Brian Eisenhood, who owns the Briar Patch, those guys are really, really top-notch sporting clay shooters. So Keith Brown with KCB Roofing, shout out to him. It was good to see him. And Brian Eisenhood, who owns the beautiful Briar Patch bar and restaurant in Livingston, which is not far from here. It was good to see Brian. And then, again, my buddy Scott Bates, shout out to Scotty Scott Bates for kind of walking me through the door here. And so I'm glad to be here. You know, I've wanted, Jackson knows this, I've wanted to broadcast from here and partner with this beautiful club, beautiful 1,200-acre property, the premier sporting clay, you know, shooting club in the South, Providence Hill, and here we are. So I love, even 20 years in, I love going to new places, meeting new people,
I've talked to I don't know how many people here this morning because I got here at 7:30 because what else am I going to do? And, you know, it's just – and then the catering company from Ocean Springs, they're a bunch of ballers. And they were wonderful talking to them about the boom down there. And, you know, I've said this. People give me a hard time because I try to maybe, you know, promote the state of Mississippi and people kind of give me a hard time about it. You know, it's corny. I'm like, man, you know, it's our time. It's you know, we're growing. And we have the quality of life is amazing. And we have, you know, yeah, we got SEC football, right? I mean, Starkville and Oxford. The Jackson Metro's growing, but we've got all these cool places to go, the Mississippi Gulf Coast and so on. And here I am at Providence Hill Sporting Club. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
And I'm on the back. I mean, this back deck, I mean, 300 people could be out here and move around. And it's overlooking this beautiful lake where it's some of the best bass fishing in North America. So check that. You know, sporting clays, check. You know, bass fishing, check. Corporate outings, check. Weddings, check. And just a damn good time. Mississippi style. But I was laughing this morning because, you know, we've got a couple of different, you know, we got the Out of Bounds brand, right? And I'm proud of it. Some people may think, yeah, whatever, but I'm proud of it. And then we got the Y'all Lifestyle, which is very chill, you know, hanging out on the back porch, music, some food on the grill. And then we got Whiskey 61, which is edgier. Yeah, this is Whiskey 61. Guys night, guys trips, and this is it. This just exudes Whiskey 61. So we're live from Providence Hill Sporting Club, just a few miles from Pocahontas and Flora, Mississippi, tucked away in Hinds County, 1,200 acres, right here, providencehill.com. We'll have a couple of guests we'll tell you about coming up next on the Out of Bounds Show. Good morning. We are live from Providence Hill Sporting Club. Excited to be here for the 2024 Providence Cup. And this is a beautiful 1,200-acre, basically estate. Corporate memberships, individual memberships, Providence Hill Sporting Club, tucked away in Hinds County, just west of Pocahontas and Flora. And world-class bass fishing, world-class competitive sporting clay shooting. And we are here for the 2024 Providence Cup. And don't forget that right here at Providence Hill Sporting Club, they will be hosting the 2025 U.S. Open. You can see everything that they're doing at providencehill.com. And we want to thank the Providence Hill Sporting Club team for hosting us. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We are the Out of Bounds Show. I've got Jackson Meadows running the show from the Bank Plus studio. It was good to see Bank Plus as one of the sponsors here for the 2024 Providence Cup. And they had a big day yesterday. The weather ended up cooperating. Wasn't that awesome? And so they were able to get out and shoot and start the kickoff of this big week. And then they had an amazing dinner on this beautiful back porch, which, I mean, like I said, 300 people could be out here and you could still move around. 1,200 acres, beautiful, right here tucked away in Mississippi. It's almost a gateway to the Delta, if you will, right off Highway 49. And when I say just north of Pocahontas, you take a left off of 49, I'm talking about a couple of football fields, and you take a left on Kennebrew, and then you will navigate your way back here, and you will see the beautiful stables and clubhouse, and they're going to have a crew here this week for the 2024 Providence Cup here at Providence Hill Sporting Club. And this is the South's premier sporting experience. Want to say good morning. Welcome in. So we've got some SEC baseball this weekend as Mississippi State will host Alabama and Ole Miss will go on the road and play the Auburn Tigers. So Ole Miss played Bama last weekend. Mississippi State plays Bama this weekend. And that was really that drove the show yesterday. You know, we had Jake Gautreaux on, the hitting coach for MSU. He did a good job. That thing got ripped up on the podcast. You can go to Apple Podcast or Spotify. Search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. Apple Podcast or Spotify. Search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds and listen to that Jake Gautreaux interview, the Hail State hitting coach and recruiting coordinator. Jackson Meadows, have you caught the bug now that you went to the Travis Tritt concert at the Brandon Amphitheater?
Dude, I'm on a heater. I'm on a country heater. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that. You know, I mean, a lot of things come with that. And I didn't realize all that does come with that. But now, I mean, you know, boots are in order.
Got to get you a boot sponsorship.
I mean, I feel like I've been initiated.
Yeah, you have.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, it's a good thing. Rankin County's doing pretty well. It's a place
it's
I could,
booming.
You know, I could run that place.
Yeah, you could. You should get in politics.
I mean,
look, that'd be unbelievable.
It'd be up my alley.
Yeah, that'd be just, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that or an AAU Jackson, coach.
Now that would be you, actually. You in, because you love to wear sweats.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big, what am I trying to say? Nylon?
There we
it's
go.
It's not nylon anymore. It's
polyester.
Polyester dry fit?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah. Okay. But you're a big nylon polyester dry fit guy.
Here.
You love shoes. You've got over what, 90 pairs of Nikes?
Pushing right at that.
Okay. What is your ratio of low tops to high tops?
Ooh, that's a really good question. The majority are going to be high tops. It's going to be 70. Okay. It's going to be like 60%, 70% high tops, which is perfect for hoops.
Yeah, I mean, especially for somebody that doesn't hoop anymore.
Right. Yeah. Hey, look, I never understood that, how the basketball shoes could sell so well when no one wears them to play basketball.
Right. Isn't that great?
I love it.
Nike's brilliant, among other companies. But yeah, I mean, who knew that? I mean, Jordan, obviously, MJ, but once, you know, I guess Jordan and Phil Knight got it and his marketing team, and then once the athletes and celebrities started kicking them with cool jeans, cool pants, suits, and so on. Like my son, you know, he wore a suit. He went to one of his SAE parties.
Right.
And he wore some really, really cool Jordans.
Nice.
That his mom got him, or I guess we got him. But they were smooth. Kind of Carolina blue.
Oh, man.
And white. I mean, you could give it a little bit of Titans, Tennessee Titans, a little bit of Carolina blue, a little bit of, yeah. And those were smooth.
So my guy was styling and profiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always. I love it.
Yeah. So you're getting me a pair.
Yep. Excited about it.
And I may need some low tops and high tops.
I think so. Because you got to be able to wear it with a suit.
You do.
You got to have range.
I got to have range. And I've got some, you know, different functions coming up. So, you know, and I've got cool clothes. Now I don't, you know, I've made it a point to dress up a little bit more. I mean, right now I'm wearing Peter Millar pants. I got some cool Johnson & Murphy shoes. I got to take a picture of my shoes and send them to you.
Yeah.
And just a pullover, but, and a Whiskey 61 hat. So I feel good about this, and this is stylish for a remote here at Providence Hill Sporting Club.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, when you throw on some cool pants or jeans and a sport coat, you know, there's nothing wrong with kicking it with some cool shoes.
No,
like
as long
some Nikes.
As, I mean,
is there anything else though? I mean, you don't wear anything, but so you don't do Puma or Adidas or
maybe back in the day.
You don't do anything else.
Nah, Nike's tried and true for me as of recent, as of the past like 10 years. I don't know why. Have no idea. It was probably Jordan.
Okay.
Because that was when, you know, I mean, as I was growing up, that was the big sweep.
Yeah, and you missed him playing.
I know.
But because he was such a legend and iconic,
the shoes came after.
You just knew about Jordan.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah, it's amazing.
Is anyone amazing? No one. I mean, I know earlier we discussed maybe LeBron having, you know, some of that type power. Is it, are those, I mean, Tiger had that type of power, but are we talking about those three?
Yeah, I mean, it's MJ, Tiger, LeBron, I think, even though Tiger didn't play one of the three big three sports. I think I'm going with MJ, Tiger, and then LeBron. Yeah.
Having that kind of.
Well, that kind of impact, that kind of iconic brand. I mean, MJ's will last long after he's gone. Tiger's will last long after he's gone. Obviously, LeBron will have one that is significant and powerful.
Right.
But it's just a different level for MJ and for Tiger. Unbelievable, too. What, you know, Tiger saved golf. I mean, golf was boring, chubby, pasty white guys who couldn't dress right. And there was no money on the tour, and he comes on and makes, you know, hundreds of them multimillionaires, and of course he's a billionaire, so pretty cool. We're live from Providence Hills Sporting Club, the South's premier sporting experience. We're here for the 2024 Providence Cup. They have corporate memberships and individual private memberships. ProvidenceHill.com, 1,200 beautiful acres right here in Mississippi. Just west of Pocahontas and Flora. Jimmy Grant coming up next with Providence Hill. Back in a second. Boar's Head Premium Deli Meats, Cheeses, and Hummus are perfect, and a Boar's Head charcuterie board is my go-to for football and hoops. Load up the fridge with Boar's Head Premium Deli Meats and Cheeses and enjoy Boar's Head Game Day Sliders with friends and family. With no artificial flavors, Boar's Head is committed to the highest standards for premium foods. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to, and I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day, and that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot, and believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Good morning. Welcome in to Providence Hill Sporting Club. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, and we are so excited to be here at the South's premier sporting experience. And we're here for several reasons, but the 2024 Providence Cup is this week. And they were fortunate the weather cooperated yesterday, and they had a big day yesterday. They're going to go all week. And they're super excited about the 2024 Providence Cup. Also about hosting the 2025 U.S. Open here at Providence Hill Sporting Club. You can visit providencehill.com right now and see what they're doing. But we want you to call, take a tour, and, you know, see if there's something here as far as a corporate membership or individual membership that you are interested in. We're glad to be here. I've wanted to broadcast here for a while. I've been out here. I've done corporate events out here, weddings out here over the years. It is a beautiful, beautiful place. And now it happens. The Out of Bounds Show is here. And I want to thank Jimmy Grant, and Ricky, and Mary Fran and the team, Wiverson, for hosting the Out of Bounds Show. We want to welcome in a special guest here on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And he is the man on the property, and he is Jimmy Grant with Providence Hill. And, Jimmy, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bo. We're glad to have you out here this morning. So it's, like you say, we've been real lucky. We had the Pro-Am yesterday, and we dodged a huge rain, and it went off a big success. Ended up with a shoot-off down below the deck. So it was an exciting day, and we've got a whole week of great things happening out here.
Well, you really do, and we were out here early. Talk about what this event, this type of event, what this means for Providence Hill Sporting Club.
Sure. We've held several events out here like this. We've had four regionals, some state championships, and some other Providence Cups. So this week is the Providence Cup with a Grand Prix attached. And the Providence Cup is a shoot that kind of stands on its own. We have every year. We have sporting clays. We have super sporting. We have sub gauges, all the different disciplines of clays. And on top of that, we're throwing a Grand Prix FITASC event. So most people don't know the difference between FITASC and sporting clays. FITASC, everywhere but the United States and England, they shoot FITASC. We're the only two places that really shoot sporting clays. Okay. FITASC was designed to be much more like originally hunting. FITASC, instead of having two machines and shooting repetitive pairs, you have five machines and never shoot the same pair twice. It's low gun, so your gun has to start unmounted, which it just puts another little twist in it.
Yeah.
And it's not repetitive pairs, so you don't get – it's not that – I like it better because you're not doing the same thing over and over again. To me, it's hard – to shoot the same pair four times. I'll shoot three right, and then my brain will go somewhere else,
right,
and I'll miss.
Right.
FITASC, you have to stay on your game every shot because every shot is new to you. I really enjoy it. It's growing it's growing like crazy over the United States. We have four layouts to stay here year-round.
Nice.
So
okay.
This event has eight. We hosted the World FITASC here several years ago during COVID. It would have been one of the second largest shoot ever held in the U.S. if it wasn't for COVID, kind of knocked those numbers down. But the shoot we're having right now is a series of five shoots, and people are getting points. There's a total of all five is the winner of the Grand Prix, and so I'm I'm really excited about having it here.
Challenging, competitive.
Yes.
Everything that a man or a woman who wants to shoot competitively wants.
That's right. We'll have some of the best shooters in the world out here this week.
Nice.
Shooting. And this is kind of a prep for us for what we got coming next year.
Right.
The U.S. Open.
Right.
U.S. Open is the second largest shoot in the world. We have the national championship every year. It's always in San Antonio in October. And then the shoot under that's U.S. Open. There's five regionals, U.S. Open, and then nationals. It is an open. It's open to everyone, just like a golf open. But all the best of the best and the guys competing for the world, the championships, have to compete in the U.S. Open.
I got
so, and it will start on Monday and shoot through Sunday. And I will throw close to 1 million targets that week. So, like I said, this
a million targets.
A million targets. This is just we're getting ready. This is kind of a dress rehearsal for next year.
Which is smart. And that's
fun.
Great.
It's
and it's
fun.
A wonderful event.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Jimmy Grant with Providence Hill Sporting Club. He joins us on the Out of Bounds show. You can visit providencehill.com. We're here for the 2024 Providence Cup. And as Jimmy mentioned, this is getting the team ready for the 2025 U.S. Open right here on this beautiful, beautiful 1,200-acre club. So, Jimmy, talk about the boom in competitive sporting clay shooting and how exciting it is for y'all because you've got one of the best venues in North America.
Well, you know, we are very fortunate. A lot of it we can't take credit for. God did it for us. The grounds we're able to shoot on with the rolling hills and trees. It didn't take a lot of creativity to make it one of the best clubs, places to shoot in the world. I've traveled all over, and I'd say we're in the top couple clubs in the world as far as sporting clays.
Impressive.
We also have memberships. We have memberships that includes shooting and fishing. We have two sporting clay courses that stay open all the time. We have four feed test layouts. We have 2 5 stands, Halise. We do quail hunting December, January, February, and we do some tower pheasant shoots. So we're basically a country club. We shoot and fish rather than play golf and tennis.
That's
so
right.
It has grown. The property was originally a private property, and it was slowly turned into a club membership. And, you know, we've been blessed. We've grown. We do have room for some more members. We'd love people to come out and see us.
Corporate and individual.
We do corporate events all the time, mostly either entertaining their customers or fundraisers. We do a ton of fundraisers every year. So, you know, anybody that has any interest, just please contact me. We'd love to talk to you, and we'd love to show you the farm.
Yeah.
So,
Jimmy Grant, and that's the hook. Once you get somebody on a golf cart, it's over.
And we're the best-kept secret in town.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know we're here. And if you enjoy the outdoors, we got something for you. So,
Jimmy Grant with Providence Hill Sporting Club joining us on the Out of Bounds show. We're here celebrating the 2024 Providence Cup. And this beautiful property and club also landed and will be the host of the 2025 U.S. Open, which will be big for tourism and economic development in this area. Because, you know, Jimmy, there'll be people coming from all over.
All over the world. We're expecting somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 shooters plus family. It'll have a 2,000-person impact for this area. It'd be huge for restaurants. It'd be huge for hotels. So, it will be just a good thing for the whole area.
Sure.
It really will be.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Jimmy Grant joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. We are live from Providence Hill Sporting Club. And you can visit providencehill.com. And, again, corporate memberships, what a catch. I looked like Jerry Rice just then. Providence Hill Sporting Club for the 2024 Providence Cup. And Jimmy just saved me. He just saved the Sports Talk radio host.
Would have been a banner. Take you out.
Take it out. Well, I know you're excited. You mentioned there's so many different – y'all have world-class fishing here, too.
We do. The fishing is fantastic. We manage the lakes intentionally for big bass. We have – the club record was 17 pounds a few years ago.
Good
but we still have the fishing is still fantastic. We had a great spring. Then we got 8 inches of rain, kind of shut things down. But it's picking back up this week. The fishing is really getting good again.
Good.
And I have some guides that members can use if they need to learn the lakes. We have corporate events. I can have guided fishing. Soon we're adding lodgings, more lodging soon. You know, we'll have a package where you can come fish, shoot.
Yeah.
Hunt the whole nine yards.
Bring in clients, your employees, entertain people for 48 hours.
That's right. That's our goal, and just try to be one of the best sports as far as fishing, shooting clays destination in the country. That's our goal. And that's the new owner's goal.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's doing an unbelievable job, and so are y'all. Jimmy Grant on the Out of Bounds Show with Providence Hill Sporting Club. You can go to providencehill.com, see everything that they offer. Again, world-class bass fishing, world-class clay shooting and shooting. The competitive sporting clay deal is, I think we're in like neophyte stage. I really, do you see it like that?
The state has done a fantastic job with the high school program and junior high program. It's going to feed right into what we're doing. I don't know the exact numbers. Around 900 shooters this year. That's incredible.
Wow.
If half of those continue to do it, a sport they take up the rest of their life, the dollars it's going to generate for the state, and it's going to be fantastic. And that's happening over the whole country. You know, we hear all the anti-gun, all that kind of thing, but really – the shooting sports is growing all over the U.S.
That's exciting.
It's exciting. You know, we see here all the bad part, but honestly, it's growing. And, you know, people want to be outside.
Sure.
People want to do something they can do. And what's better than, you know, get a young man or woman out there shooting, fishing. Introduce them to this wonderful outdoor life.
No doubt. So, I heard y'all had a high schooler out here yesterday who was just awesome.
He was in the shoot-off for the pro-am. So yesterday was a pro-am. So we, just like you would in a golf tournament, we had a pro with four amateurs. And yeah, we do it every year on these big shoots. It's fun.
That's cool.
For the top amateur, it was a high school senior. So he's been shooting in the high school pro. Just shows what kind of level these kids are getting to early. I wish to goodness I'd have started that early.
Right.
But no, that's just going to add to this sport.
All right, walk me through the rest of the week as the 2024 Providence Cup.
Today we're shooting FITAS now.
Okay.
Then we are going to start Super Sporting and Sub Gauges later on today at lunch. And then we open up sub-gauge fee task tomorrow.
Okay.
The prelim start. Prelim is just like it's a preliminary round on Thursday. Another one on Friday. And the main event is Saturday and Sunday. You must shoot both days to be in the main event.
Okay.
It'll be a 200-bird event.
Yeah. Wow.
We've got a couple of the best target shooters in the country, in the world. Jamie Beckham is over from London, setting the half the targets, and Eric Dorsey from Georgia is in setting a lot of the targets. So, and they're here again, kind of a prelim for next year. They're learning the property. Both of them have been here before. They're planning the U.S. Open also, and the shooters are coming to shoot their targets to get a taste of what they'll see. A target setter is a really he was a very talented shooter at some point. And decide to set targets. Anyone can set a target too fast and too far. I can't hit.
Right.
Make me miss right in my face. Make me wonder how I missed that target and have fun doing it. That's the art to it. And these guys are masters at it.
I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, it'd be easy. I could set a 200-yard target 90 miles an hour that nobody would hit.
Right.
Make me miss one at 30 yards that I should have hit and I know it.
Okay.
So,
like a golf analogy. It may be easy to do a par 5, 530 yards, okay, but do that par 3
right.
That's only 176 yards that's very, very challenging.
Absolutely.
Set that up on a golf course.
That's right.
Same thing here at Providence Hill.
And these guys, I'll have you out of place. Like you shoot your first target way to the left, you have to come way to the right. It'll make you most of the time go up rather than down. Going down rather than up. When you go down, you're covering up a target. So you're going to lose it for a second. They're just masters at what they do. And also,
so like the Michael Jordan of
exactly. And you know, you mentioned golf. This sport is so much like golf. It's after a point, it's so mental. It's you know, you can get to a that's why there's some guys that are great, and there's the mental game is so important. It's like a putt to a pro golfer. You know, it's concentration. It's the
mental focus, especially when things aren't going well, to stay in the saddle and continue to shoot.
And that's where there's a lot of good shooters out there.
Right.
But the guys that can do it time in, time out are the ones that win. And they're the ones with a great mental game. And,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time with, like, quarterbacks.
That's right. Exactly.
Point guards, starting pitchers.
The same guys that train are star athletes, the mental are the pros have mental coaches.
Yeah.
It's the same type
that
of deal as Clay. And most people don't realize. Most people think, go out and shoot a shotgun. But if you could take this game to a whole nother level, it makes it so much more fun. And it's learning techniques on where to break targets, all that. And most people start this game not having a clue that's there, and then once they get a taste of it and get the competitors, it's on. I mean,
just like golf.
Just like golf. It's so much. Golf is such a great comparison to the sport.
And so yeah, and you've got the targets set up differently.
Right.
So you're playing quote unquote a different course.
That's right.
Our
main event is 12 stations. It'd be like 12 holes of golf. You know, you go to you play a hole, go to the next hole, go to the next hole. That's kind of what it's set up to be.
Well. I appreciate congratulations to all of
thank
y'all.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a beautiful property, beautiful club. Y'all have got so much momentum. I know the 2024 Providence Cup is rolling. It's going to be a wonderful time all week. Very competitive, but also a good time. And then, like you said, setting this whole team up to where y'all can execute for the 2025 U.S. Open. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. I mean, 1,200 to 1,500 shooters?
It's going to be big. Look, I can't thank you enough for coming out here today, and we want to just make sure people know that we are open for corporate events and memberships, and just contact me. I'm on the website.
That's a great point. So corporate memberships, corporate events, fundraisers, right here at Providence Hill Sporting Club. Yeah. Jimmy Grant with Providence Hill on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Jimmy, thank you so much.
We
appreciate
it. Thank you, man.
Jimmy Grant on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And Jackson Meadows, how are you doing, my man? Are you ready to come out here and shoot some sporting clays?
I was literally about to say that. Yeah, for sure. I'm ready. I feel like I could be all right at it.
They'll even let you shoot in your Air Jordan Nikes.
Can I wear sweatpants?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. I promise. We want to thank Jimmy Grant for joining us on the show here at Providence Hill Sporting Club for the 2024 Providence Cup. We're going to get Jackson Meadows out here in the next couple of weeks, and he and I are going to shoot around and see. You know, I shoot left-handed, Jackson.
Oh, did you know that? Wait. What?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm left-handed on most everything.
Right.
But, so I write left-handed, I shoot left-handed. I shoot a rifle or a gun left-handed. And I've shot out here, a few years ago, they did a corporate event out here. It was so cool, bouncing around to the different targets and so on. It was really neat.
You shoot a basketball left-handed?
So I shoot. Well, I shot right-handed, but I could shoot left too.
Okay.
Let's see, what else? I played in the field left-handed. I know that doesn't make sense, does it?
That does not.
So I would bat right-handed. I played in the field left-handed.
I mean, that's talent.
But I would throw. I would pitch right-handed and left-handed, just depending on what the coach told me to do.
Well, hot dog.
Yeah.
So you're amphibious.
Yeah, well, ambidextrous, whatever. But I'm not a Gerangelo Sanja. But,
right.
I mean, I did it for 10 years playing baseball. It was a ton of fun. I mean, my dad always carried a right-handed glove, and I would play first base, and then our coach, or whoever it was at that time, would call me in, and he would tell me if he wanted me to pitch left or right hand.
Are you being for real?
He'd either be holding another glove or just would stay with the glove I had.
No way.
Isn't that funny? No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
No way. No, that's cool.
Blake messed with me, and then we went out to the M Braves, okay?
Right.
And I threw out the first pitch. You were there.
Yeah.
And I threw, because you and Brazier were drinking beers and heckling me and cheering me on.
That's right.
Well, Blake and I went out to the outfield to warm up for like 20 or 25 minutes, which, by the way, was a really cool experience, because is there anything more just therapeutic than throwing the baseball with a buddy or a good friend or your dad? I mean, when your son starts playing baseball, you do that a lot, and I'd done that a lot, but then it had been a few years, and we went out to the outfield and threw the baseball for every bit of 20, 25 minutes before the game, and Blake was met, and I was like, and then he was like, 30 yards away, and I threw it right to him, left and right hand.
No way, but okay.
But I threw Pete Lavin, general manager of the Braves. By the way, Tanner Allen's in town. Braves playing tonight. Pete Lavin, of course, was messing with me too. But I threw from the left side when I threw it to the Braves catcher when I threw out the first pitch.
It was a strike.
You saw me. I threw a strike.
I have it on video. And actually, I think it came up on my memories very, very recently. And I was like, no way. There it is. But that was cool. It was a very cool experience.
Yeah. It was for me. I absolutely loved it. But to be out on that beautiful field and throw for 20 or 25 minutes, man, it was awesome.
It was a good time for me. I got to drink beer, man.
You got to drink. Oh, and here's what's great. Right before I was going out, we were in the clubhouse, we were in the dugout.
Right.
And so we were talking to all the Braves players, and something happened. I don't know what happened to the guy that was going to catch it. So I guess Braves, Braves, Mississippi Braves Media Relations was like, hey, who do you want to catch for you? And so I just looked around at the first guy I saw in a uniform, and I said, hey, man, will you catch, my pitch? Well, it was Greg Maloney, the manager.
Right. I forgot
about
that.
And he went, no. I went, okay. I think that's his name, Greg Maloney. And he played at Mississippi State. Will Clark took his place. He got hurt. Will Clark, it's the whole story. Greg Maloney got hurt as the first baseman of the Mississippi State. Will Clark took over, never relinquished the starting position. So I asked him if he would catch it, and he was like, no. And then they got the other catcher to catch the first pitch.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, since the Mississippi Braves is their last year, I got to throw out a first pitch again.
That's what I was,
I got to get with Pete Lavin.
That's a must.
You need to get out to the ballpark tonight, to the M Braves. Tanner Allen is in town all week with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And he's coming on the show also. Chris Maloney, not Greg Maloney.
Chris.
Yeah. Greg works for Ross and Yerger. He coached my son in soccer. That's what I had in my mind. Yeah. Got it. Thank you, Luke, with the rogue, Chris Maloney. He was with the Cardinals, the Braves. Chris Maloney. Yeah, because he was up at the major league level as the first base, third base coach for years, and then became manager in the minor leagues. Yeah, Chris Maloney was like, no, I'm not catching your pitch. Oh, well. M Braves in town. Tanner Allen here till Sunday. Governor's Cup tomorrow, powered by C Spire. Customer inspired. The C Spire College Series. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're live from Providence Hills Sporting Club. Oh, man, 1,200 acres. Absolutely beautiful. The South's premier sporting experience. ProvidenceHill.com.
Winning isn't everything. Wait, excuse me. Read that wrong. Winning is everything. Hancock Whitney Bank is supporting today's action because we love to see people win. And we're supporting you with knowledge and support because we want to see you win too. Your business, your goals, your hopes, and your dreams. The right bank makes all the difference. How can we help you win? Visit HancockWhitney.com to find out. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.